Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining the podcast this afternoon is 49ers standout cornerback Emmanuel Mosley. Mosley, I know, is out there getting ready for training camp at the end of July, so I appreciate his time joining the show. So first things first, Emmanuel, how are you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing solid, man. Doing well. Just got home not too long ago from workouts, you know, getting ready for the upcoming season. But my day is going well. I'm blessed.
Well, that's good to hear, man. But before we dig deeper into your NFL career, let's talk a little bit about your journey to the pros. Four seasons at Tennessee. You went undrafted in 2018. Mm-hmm. How did you use that as added fuel to succeed in the league?
Yeah, definitely, man. So a little bit about my journey. Like you say, I went undrafted. But it's funny because a couple teams actually called me during the draft, you know, like in like the fourth round. And it was like, hey, you know, we got you up next, you know. So I was expected to get drafted. You know, I was very, very excited. That's a long time dream. But, you know, it didn't happen. You know what I mean? But I'm still blessed because I'm in the league now. But I let it drive me, you know, every day that I wake up and every time I hit the field, I think about that. Whenever I'm tired, whenever I don't want to do that extra rep, I think about that feeling that I felt when I didn't hear my name called. You know, seven rounds, that's a lot of rounds that I felt like I should have been drafted. And I just let it fuel me every day. I'm always had that chip on my shoulder.
Speaking with many other undrafted players on the podcast, that undrafted free agency process, I'd imagine, can be a lot to navigate in a short period of time. I mean, working with your agent, fielding calls, right, and trying to discuss with teams on what your future holds. But Emmanuel, I know it's been a little while since that day when you were working the phones, but what do you remember about that entire undrafted free agency?
Man, it was so crazy, right? Because, like, it go from the draft where teams, you know, they don't want you because they don't pick you, until a bunch of teams just want you, you know?
Yeah.
So after the last pick, that's when teams start calling your agent, they start calling you, and they're telling you, hey, man, we want you, you know, we would love to have you, we'd love to have you. So it might have been about maybe around like 20 teams that was calling my phone, basically telling me that they would like me to come play with them. And they were all great teams, but San Fran just stuck out the best to me. At that time, Richard Sherman was here. So my agent and I, we decided that San Fran would probably be the best option because I can come here and learn underneath Sherm. The organization as itself is just a great organization. So that's pretty much what led to me coming here. It was no like sign of bonus or anything like that brought me here. It was just the organization and then also having that veteran guy like Richard Sherman here that could help my career.
That's a perfect segue because Richard Sherman, we all know, is one of the best to ever do it in the NFL. And so how did he impact the start of your career? Because I know that you were cut coming out of the preseason in your rookie season, and then you re-signed to the practice squad, and then you you made an appearance in a game, but then you got hurt and missed the rest of the year with a shoulder injury. So how pivotal was Richard Sherman in trying to keep you on track as you got your career going?
He was big, man. That's my big brother, you know what I'm saying? Like he literally taught me everything that I know in my game. So like you say, when I came out, that first game I got injured, third play, broke my shoulder, boom, okay. You know, I was kinda down, but he helped me keep my head up and understood, like, you know, injuries happen. You know, what are you gonna do now? So he kinda gave me that motivation to keep going. But that injury happened, it helped me just sit down and really watch his game. You know, like, I'm not in practice trying to worry about practice. I'm actually looking at his game now and trying to figure out things that I can take away from it. So then that next following year, I told him, I said, hey, man, I'm about to come in 10 pounds heavier. You know, I don't want to get injured no more. I may be too small to whatever. And he looked at me and said, no, come back at the same weight that you are. Like, don't worry about that injury, that or whatever. So just so crazy, that year I actually made the team in 2019. And then our starting corner, Akella Witherspoon at the time, was playing great ball. And then he ended up hurting his foot. So then I, that next game, I was starting next to Sherm. Like, that's crazy as it is. You know, a guy I used to watch when I was in college, used to watch his highlights, tapes, and et cetera. And then a guy I look up to. So now I'm playing against him. And he was telling me, basically, he said, E, don't worry. You're built for this game. So we'll watch film together and things like that. And he'll tell me what to expect in the game. And before you know it, those exact plays that he told me to expect was coming my way. So I was able to make plays on that. So he played a big part into my career. And even to this day, he still do. We keep in contact. And he just tell me to remember who I am, you know, remember I'm that dog. And just remember that I'm built for this league. So.
Hey, you're going to get to hear from Richard Sherman as he's now working with Amazon in that broadcast booth, man. So getting to hear a little bit more about X's and O's and how he breaks down the game. But in 2019, I'm glad you did bring that up because you played a pretty big role, man, for the 49ers. You picked off Aaron Rodgers in a 37-20 win in the NFC Championship game. Went on to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, right? But you made a massive play on a huge stage so early into your career. So how did those big game experiences make you a more confident player?
Well, basically, it just confirmed what Sherm was saying. Sherm used to always tell me, you're built for this. You're built for this. He saw it in the way that I practiced, and he just knew I had it in me. So when I made those plays on that big-time stage, that's when I really looked in the mirror. Was like, yo, this is you. You know, like, this is you. This is what you're capable of. So now I tell myself to this day, like, listen, this is what you're capable of. I don't expect nothing less from you. So when I go out on that field, I expect to be great.
Well, the 49ers rewarded that. Emmanuel, you signed a two-year, $10.1 million extension. In the offseason, you went on to start 11 games in 2021. Of course, you missed some time with injuries. You had an interception, 11 pass defenses, one fumble recovery, and then you were a part of a defense that sparked an unprecedented playoff run that led you all the way to another NFC Championship appearance, this time against one of your divisional rivals, the LA Rams. So going on that type of run, Emmanuel, yet again, right on that 49ers team, what did you learn from that postseason run, and how do you think it'll benefit you and the team moving forward?
Yeah, well, I'll just say, man, everyone on the outside, like the media and et cetera, was like, I don't know.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This 49 team got it. I don't know if they got it. You know, they kept talking about it, so whatever. But in the locker room, I just say we never lost faith. You know, even from the coaching standpoint, they never lost faith in us. We used to tell each other every day, like, listen, we're good enough. We're definitely good enough to be here. So when we got in that playoffs, we knew that we had a great chance. You know, we had a great chance. Defense was rolling. Offense was rolling. Special teams was rolling at the time. Like, it was just everything was clicking on all cylinders. So we knew that what we did, that we can definitely do. Unfortunately, we didn't make it to the Super Bowl. You know, that's the goal, make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So it always sucks to get that close and to come up so short. But I definitely know that just puts hunger in people this year. Like, we got that little feeling, so we know what we can do. So now we just got to get there, and we got to finish the game, finish the fourth quarter, and we go to another Super Bowl.
Absolutely, and a big part of that is your DC, DeMeco Ryans, who also is highly regarded for the player he was, and now he's a DC, and he generated a lot of head coaching interest, but he decided to return for another season. So, Emmanuel, keeping him in San Francisco for at least another season, how big is that for the team?
That's big, man, you know, because his first year, like, pretty much everyone is, like, learning how he called a game, learning certain things about him. And DeMeco Ryans is a great coach, man, one of the best coaches I've ever had. So I really, really appreciate him. So him turning down those head coaching jobs, you know, and coming back to us, that's big, because you got guys now that's going to their second year with him. So they understand kind of what he's thinking. You know, we understand the expectations that's there. So it's going to be big for sure. I expect a big year out of our defense for sure.
And Kyle Shanahan still there at the helm in the Bay. Again, I mean, I've talked with a lot of players, as I mentioned. Everybody talks very highly of Kyle Shanahan, the fact that he's a player's coach, and he builds he builds relationships with you all in the locker room. So what can you say about his leadership?
Man, it's crazy. Like, that's why I just the way that it played out whenever I came out undrafted, just to be able to come to this team, it was crazy, because, like, the organization – just from, like, Jay York and them to John Lynch and to Kyle Shanahan, you, like, everyone is the same. You literally can just pick up the phone and just call them and just talk about anything, you know. So I just think that's just big. Like, that's a player's coach. And on the field, he's a cool guy, you know. When he needs to get on you, he gets on you, you know, but you need that. But just the things that he do for this team and the way that he allows players to just go out there and play freely is amazing. I've never really seen anything like it until I came here, and I can just see, like, the success that comes from it.
So now you've already had your OTAs, you've had your mandatory minicamp, you're entering year five, Emmanuel. So what type of offseason have you put together, and how do you expect it to add to your accolades as a respected corner in this league?
Yeah, so, I mean, this offseason, we had OTAs. My OTAs went pretty good. Definitely some things that I feel like I can clean up, you know, but I think I have my best OTAs this far. And then the offseason training, I've been working really, really hard, man, because I expect a big year out of myself. Like, I expect a big year. I know that I'm respected in this league, but I don't know if I'm respected enough, you know. And like you say, I'm always going to have that chip on my shoulder. So I expect big things out of me. Like, I want to see my name on the Pro Bowl ballots. I want to hear my names talked about, like, things like that. Because I know that I have the potential to be that. So I expect a big year. Like I said, I expect a big year out of the defense. I expect a big year out of the 49ers, just in general.
You know what? I can't wait to see you get back on the gridiron, man. That defense, there's a lot of talent. Fred Warner, Bosa. Yeah. I mean, you name it, man. There's.
I would say, yeah, we definitely got some dogs, man. We got some guys that come to work every day, and they bust their butt, man. So just to see it, like, come to life on the field, it's amazing.
Yeah, and that speaks volumes, man, to the commodity that you have developed in the locker room. The fact that you all speak so highly of each other, I think that's a great sign based off you all working together and playing as a unit. But, hey, training camp is right around the corner, July 26th. You all going to be going Santa Clara. That's where things get started for the 2022 season. How much are you looking forward to getting things rolling again?
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it because, like you say, you almost go to that Super Bowl, you know, so you got that sour taste in your mouth and you're ready to put that taste out. So I know a lot of guys are ready to get down there and go through training camp. You know, that's where you build those relationships with your teammates, you know. That's where you got to go through that grind so that you can go in a year and you can have a great year. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And we'll just see what the year is about, man.
Trey Lance, a young gun quarterback, you know, he's gotten some press run out there, and a guy that looks like he's really making strides and is well-respected within y'all's locker room. He's entering this year as QB1 by all accounts. So what have you seen from him this offseason in terms of leadership and getting the respect from his teammates?
Yeah, Trey Lance has been great, man. Like, what I've seen from year one to now, he's 10 times better, and he was pretty damn good last year. He was pretty good last year, so just – you can just tell that the focus is different. You can tell that his confidence is there. You know, he knows he's QB1, and the guys are trusting him. That boy can put the ball. He can put the ball down that field. So he got a strong arm. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what Trey can do for this offense and just for this team. You know, we're behind Trey for sure.
That's great to hear, man. Now, lastly, Emmanuel, what is your message to 49ers faithful about what they can expect to see from the team and from you this year when you all take the field week one?
Yeah, no, I just say they're going to see a team that go out there and play hard, you know, give the fans what they deserve. We're going to be a team that love each other. We're going to always be behind each other. You know, everything will not go great, but we're going to always stick behind each other. And for me, you're just going to see someone that's out there want to be a leader, that's going to be a leader. I'm going to play my ass off for this team, play my ass off for myself, for my family. And you can just expect a great year out of us. You know, the goal is to go Super Bowl. We got to take it one game at a time. So just tell them to stay behind us, believe in us, and let's go do it.
There you have it. There's Emmanuel Mosley, cornerback of the San Francisco 49ers. Again, man, I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon, man. I enjoyed chatting football with you and the way you got to the NFL. The utmost respect for you as you continue moving forward in year five of your NFL career. So, Emmanuel, take care. God bless. Best wishes to you this season and stay healthy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for having me again.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.